What's up, guys? Welcome to ianellis.podbean.com. I'm your host, Ian Ellis. On this one, I tried a new device. I tried a call recorder or voice recorder, something like that. Tap. It's called Tap. And I tapped a phone call between me and the CEO with his consent, and it recorded it. So the audio is better than the Anchor app, but still the quality of a phone call. Anyway, hope you guys enjoy. Check out Philip Wave on YouTube. If you're not watching Philip Wave, you're missing out on a lot of fun. Check out the new Rick and Morty doc. Watch the Rick and Morty epic reaction. Follow us on Twitter at Philip Wave Radio. And subscribe to the RDA, Ross Dog Network. With apologies this Sunday, Ian Ellis LLC, Cosmic Cam, Griggy Man, Rex. Shout out to the whole crew.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, we're trying this new thing called Tap-a-Call, where this phone call is being recorded.
Oh, shit, okay.
If this works, it'll be $10 a month for me to continue this service. I'm on a 7-day free trial.
Okay. Well, you better be selling some chicken, I guess.
I do have to stick it out. I don't know about you, but, like, if I'm done with everything, I can't just stand around for, like, half an hour to get my hours. I'm like, all right, I'm out. I'm done.
I don't know, man. I find standing around the easiest part of the job.
For me, it's the most frustrating. Speaking of jobs, let me tell you this real quick. Do you remember Lamp God?
I remember Lamp God.
Apparently, he was 16th in Illinois for baseball player when he was a kid.
Really?
But I'm interested in getting the two of you on a podcast about baseball.
Fuck, man. I don't want to talk to some fucking schizophrenic.
Well, he has a new podcast called Wee Wee's Better, because he's better now.
All right, well, can we watch that like we're watching Kurt Metzger? I'm trying to watch Kurt Metzger, because I know he's a fool, but it's hard. Did you see that?
I put your Metzger clip in the grab bag of shit, so we will be watching it on Sunday.
Oh, fuck, I don't think that's a good one to even watch, but okay. I hate Kurt Metzger, so it's like the list of people is getting, I need a list, because sometimes I forget if I don't like them or not.
You want a Moneyball board?
Yeah, I want a Moneyball board, and I want us all to come in with reports on who's doing what that week, and it would make it a lot easier.
You'd like a briefing, a fool's briefing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wish we had money so I could hire some people who could just watch the clips for me and just give me the highlights.
It's like you get some Harvard-like interns, some guys trying to get some college credit.
Yeah, man.
There's fucking sometimes nothing here. You bring me one more bad clip and I'm fucking, you're failing out of film class. Got it.
Yeah. Like a lot of these guys, I can't sit around and watch Kurt Metzger. I don't know how you're fucking friends with this guy.
I like him a lot.
Well, that's a problem.
Well, we were talking about Bui Wee. He has a new podcast, and I binge listened to all 5 episodes. And apparently he now has 6 to 7 jobs that he just loops through. And in between jobs, he will record into, like, the voice memos of his phone complaining about his various jobs.
Okay. I like that.
And so that
like
reminded
that
me.
He's... What?
It reminded me of Dave Attell's Insomniac. And at the end of every podcast, and this podcast is produced by another comedian who goes through and, like, drops in sound bites, like, well, this is what he actually meant, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
He keeps plugging this email. So I, the other day, just started randomly emailing him things. I sent him a trans with an open butthole. I photoshopped him on the Insomniac thing, and it says Insomniac with stupid, dumb Scott Brennan.
Speaking of Brennans, have you seen, did you see the Kevin Brennan thing? I think we should start making fun of him.
He's, like, almost dead. He looks 97.
No, I know he's like, an old dude, you know, decomposing fuck, but I want to start making fun of the New York comedian. I hate the New York comedian. I think they need to be made fun of more.
What do you think would do more to push us away from Luis J. Gomez? To just make fun of him, or to be nice to him but make fun of every other New York comedian in existence?
I think be nice to him but make fun of everyone else. 'Cause there's a Red Bar clip that's on YouTube where he's like, he's talking to Red Bar. You can tell Red Bar's not really listening to what he's saying. But he's like, you know, you, speaking of Red Bar, he's like, you make it really hard to go around and be your friend because it's like, you know, you had a thing with Patrick Melton, you had a thing with this guy, you had a thing with this guy. And he's like, imagine I worked at a bank and there's this guy who's going around in the bank just causing all these problems. Like, it makes it very hard to be seen with you. And he's like, oh, exactly. So I think that was the best thing we could do is only be nice to Lewis. Just everybody he fucking knows.
There's a clip in the grab bag where we're going to see Lewis fools watching Joe DeRosa.
Ooh.
And
see,
Zach is...
Now that, I like that. Like, I think we should make fun of Joe DeRosa, too. That's why I say we have to have a bowl.
We have to figure out who is New York comedy, and then we'll just put them all up on the board and track their
progress. I'll give you a list. How about this? I'll give you a list right now. Joe DeRosa is absolutely one.
Apparently, Ari Shaffir is back in New York.
Ari Shaffir is something we have to make fun of because I hate him, and I hate everything that he's ever done. So there's that. Let's see.
Ari is beating the hell out of Luis J. Gomez in their presidential run. And,
why?
For
the Legion of fucking skanks or whatever. Dave Smith. Dave Smith is one who I really despise.
Lewis, in an effort to combat Ari, has turned to Cameo, and he's now buying celebrity endorsements for his campaign.
Jeez, that's fucking gay.
I feel like he's the only one that's invested in it, and he's putting so much into it, and he's still going to lose to Ari.
You think so?
Who's that muscle-bound comedian that said Chris D'Elia stole from him?
Aaron Berg.
Aaron Berg did a really funny one where they say, like, Joe Rogan endorses Lewis for president, and then it cuts to Aaron Berg green screened into Joe's office. Starts talking about how great Lewis is, and I'm pretty sure gay porn starts playing in the background, and they make jokes about building a dick gym.
Aaron Berg, that you may not know. You may not know. Aaron Berg was also apparently another male stripper who never did gay shit.
So what those arms say. Those arms say gay shit happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Those arms are about like 6 inches past healthy.
I know, man. Like, I what is with all these former male strippers that never did anything gay?
It's like, yo. I mean, come on. Yeah, you did something.
Yeah, you're telling me you showed up. This is what they're telling me. They're telling me they showed up to a place. It was all dudes. You already got the fucking G-string on. You're not going to just go in there for the money? Come on. Like, I thought it was... Have you seen the clip of Dante where he's like, wow, I wish we would. Maybe we can watch it on Sunday with Brian Long, where he's like talking, like, yeah, I was a male stripper for 10 years. It's a hard life. You know, it's hard out there on the street, but you know, you got to do something to make bread.
You know what?
Have you seen that one?
I've definitely heard about that. What I want is to make some bets on how long. I know they did gay shit.
Oh,
I'm wondering,
they absolutely...
was it a week, a month? Was it night one when you're like, I don't want to get fired from this. This is like my last opportunity.
It was night one. It had to be night one. There's no way it wasn't. Like, come on. That's why I can't – that you want to know the reason why I can't listen to Dante Nero tell me anything in life? That's why.
Dante told me he used to make flyers for Mandingo, and he'd go to the top of the building and throw them off and just throw hundreds of flyers into the streets.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
I wish we could find him. I'll pay money for a Mandingo flyer.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah,
can you just toss them off the roof?
$100 for a personal, $300 for a party, $500 to do some gay shit.
Yeah, that's the thing. I just can't get over that. I can't get over, nah, we never did nothing gay. But you did. You had to.
Yeah, and none of the women were ugly either. They were all dime pieces.
The other thing. None of them were ugly, right?
It wasn't a lot of fat black women.
Yeah,
champagne bottles up my ass.
Yeah. The fuck.
Can you imagine some savage women where, like, they must have just abused Dante? Just kicked him and spit on him,
you
made him lick
what,
shit off
you
their
wanna
shoes.
You want to know something, though? Good. I'm glad they abused him. They should have.
Yeah, I know the pimp game because I used to be a hoe.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you? That's like, what's her face? Michelle Obama, she knows how to be president and who's a good president. What? Because you were married to one? That doesn't make any sense.
Bill Burr had a great joke about that where he was like,
yeah, I know he did. I know he did. But I'm just like, yeah, but like that doesn't make any sense. Why would that follow? Yeah, I knew. Yeah. What is it?
Yeah. I was best friends with.
I was best friends with Patrice, so I know how to be him.
We touched tips one time, and all of his knowledge was transferred over to me.
Yeah, he acts like it was a hard drive. Like he just fucking. I touched Patrice's fingers, and it all passed through me. We have USB 3.0 speed.
You know what's an indictment is a lot of times in interviews, they'll be like, yeah, the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, that changed everything. But I've never once heard him go, yeah, remember my friend Patrice? He was a genius. And blah, blah. Like, he's never credited the dude as an inspiration or anything other than, like, a peer.
Yeah. Patrice is one of his contemporaries.
Yeah, I knew him. Yeah.
Amanda,
when exactly, like, I want to know, when exactly did you hate Dante? That's what I want to know.
I still don't hate him. I just
You do hate him. You hate him because your friend who died, Dante, like, took all the money or whatever the fuck it was, never paid him.
Listen, man,
you should hate him.
They say don't meet your heroes. Okay?
Why? What's wrong with that?
Because they will disappoint you. Speaking of which, but hold on. Stay with this thought. I cannot find the episode of Dante and Ryan Long, which tells me that it was probably recorded before Ryan Long was popping. Like, he probably asked to be on the podcast. And he was such a no-name person to Dante. Dante didn't put his name in the title and didn't tag him in the fucking episode description at all. It's probably under one of these, like, Just the Family fucking episodes.
You think so?
And apparently Dante has been riding Godfrey's dick like crazy lately.
Oh, I know he has, and that's what I'm saying. You got to watch those. You got to watch the Godfrey clips, because Dante's been on there like twice or something.
Yeah, KB said he stays on Godfrey's show.
Oh, that's the thing. Remember when Godfrey was really popping like 5 years ago or whatever?
He had a moment, and I ain't seen him since.
Well, now Dante is on his show.
You know, Dante also used to be Artie Lang's co-host.
What?
The Artie Lang show. I promise you, if Artie Lang had OD'd while Dante was working with him.
Yeah, this is the Baze Lang show.
I ever tell you about how my dad broke his spinal cord?
Nick DiPaolo, I used to have a show with Artie Lang.
I think everybody used to have a show with Artie Lang.
I think everybody used to have a show. Oh, I was going to say that. Jesus.
At some point, if he doesn't get his shit together, he will have a show with Saiyans Entertainment.
Oh, yeah, man.
Ari just rock bottom out. He'll probably end up living with Kyle.
Did you see that Luis J. Gomez is retweeting political commentary from Saiyan's Rage?
I wish Luis would just leave that shit alone. He's all this, like, COVID, his nonsense, anti-masker horseshit.
Yeah, like, I'll be honest. I bet you if Trump gets reelected, he probably will. But I guarantee if he loses, that miraculously within, like, a month, there'll be a cure.
imagine if the liberals had the nerve to have Joe Biden up there, like, if you want this cure, wave the little vial around. You make the right decision.
Yeah, you want this cure, you know how to vote. That's the thing. I could totally see him doing that.
You know how I know? I think I've already told you this, but my aunt is at the Democratic National Convention as a candidate. So, and I know her. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm not joking.
Well, dude, there's been plenty of interviews with these guys where you're like, oh, these dudes are retarded. Like, these are just idiot guys with jobs.
Yeah, like, here's the thing about, I shouldn't even do this, but yeah, you know, fuck it, why not? So her job, she's actually if I say too much, it would give away who it is, but her job, she's actually a PhD person.
It's like Michelle Obama.
Working on the cure for COVID. And I'm like, I know these people. All they care about is winning.
It's very depressing to hear. Along these similar lines, I'm dying to hear from you about the correlation between Call of Duty and Yuri Bryzmanov.
Holy shit. So the new Call of Duty game is called Call of Duty Cold War. And you didn't see the trailer, did you?
Mm-mm.
It starts off when, like, in 1981, Yuri Bryzmanov gave his interview, and he's, like, basically talking about how there's sleeper agents in America. And then it just cuts to it literally. And you keep in mind, you can't even find the Yuri Bryzmanov interview without, like, Spanish subtitles now because YouTube's gotten rid of it. So, but, you know, Call of Duty's too big. They can't get rid of Call of Duty.
I can't believe that that's true. When is the last time you went and searched his name?
I did today. The only one you can find is Spanish subtitles.
Now, for people that don't know, this was a Russian spy that defected and gave up all of Russia's secrets for undermining civilization.
So that's what the game is, though. The game is here's the thing about the trailer. They don't show any gameplay at all, but they show him just being like, oh, yes, and the fourth step is total subversion of Western civilization. And it's just all the riots and people burning shit down and stuff. And it's like they totally just made a game where you are Yuri Bryzmanov, basically.
GTA Bryzmanov? Where you guys go around to these offices?
They didn't show any gameplay in the actual trailer. It's all fucking YouTube footage and shit.
I love that the gaming industry is punk rock. Like, they could catch a foot in their ass for this one.
Oh, that's the thing. I'm like, I'm chomping at the bit. I want to play these games.
I promise you the liberals are going to be like, gun violence in video games is too much. Let's start with Call of Duty.
Well, you would know about it. I mean, you're King Liberal.
King Lib.
Yeah, man. King Lib. Ian Ellis. That's what we are. We're the Young Turks, actually.
We're the SJW come down. We've gone from alt-right come town to SJW come town.
Yeah, we could do that. Well, we should start an alt-right show, just like Revenge of the Sith. It'd be super easy.
So I was listening to a stream with Null from Kiwi Farms, and he was talking about the Ralph Report, who just got busted. This fucking idiot. Do you know what he did?
No, I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
I'm just going to tell you the names. And these are the Killstream Kiwi Farms guys. So
okay.
Ralph Report is friends with Mersh, and he does a similar sort of alt-right political hackery type show, but he's a little more underground and, gangster.
Okay.
He got busted for being with underage girls, and he was bragging that he had an 18-year-old... bragging he had an 18-year-old girlfriend, and he's like 33 or something.
You know, I just want to say this, though, just because I'm thinking out loud here. But it's like, I don't even hate Revenge of the Sith. I don't even hate, like, Rico, I don't hate him, but just Mersh. Ooh, do I. Ooh, what I wouldn't give. I would sacrifice at least 100 children's, like, wholeness. Could bring down Mersh, at least.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come down.
What? I don't know the kids. I didn't say I knew them. I don't know these kids.
Let's hope it doesn't come down to a big party and a blood orgy to get rid of Mersh.
Not to get rid of him, just to make him suffer.
Believe me, he's suffering.
I don't think so. I mean, just because his BMW shit, I don't think he's suffering.
Yeah, they want my BMW to fail. Let me tell you about this Ralph guy. So the Kiwi Farms guys got a hold of this girl's ex and or current boyfriend who is a meth addict. And they get him on a live stream. And he's going, she doesn't have sex with Ralph. She's just using him for his money. And so Ralph, being a genius, while this guy's live on the air, Instagrams him a sex video of him fucking the 18-year-old.
Is that legal?
I think it is legal because she's 18. She's a goth, like, chubby cutter girl. And her ex-boyfriend, I'm not saying meth addict as a descriptive. Like, he's actually a meth addict. Like, you got to scrape the barnacles off his teeth and shit. This girl's a hot mess. Of course, the Kiwi Farms guys fucking screen records video, and there's just tons of people watching his sex tape. They've green.
Where did they put it up though? What, like can I see it? Like
it's on Pornhub. They put it on Pornhub.
Oh, nice.
I've
been saying that for a while and I'm really serious that we need to be starting to put whole podcasts, whole everything up on Pornhub.
Well, they're the only people that have the streaming bandwidth to compete with YouTube. We might as well start moving in.
Yeah, man. Because it's fucking ridiculous out there.
So this Ralph in the video, he's got this big fat gut, his gunt, and it's waving like the actual ocean. And they green screened everything but his belly flopping around. And then they made about 800 memes of his belly attacking.
That's gross.
I said all that to say, I was listening to Noel's podcast, and he was like, the thing with Ralph and these guys that just pander is hearing your own politics reflected back at you has been shown to be like a dopamine hit similar to, like, heroin or something. That's why these guys are so fucking popular. It's because they're feeding junkies. They're dealers.
Yeah, man. I fully believe it. Because, again, I've seen my aunt. I've seen it. Like, it's like, you got, it's like your shit.
I got to take a washroom break.
Hey, do it. Ralph retort. Give me a fucking break.
I'm pretty sure he's the co-creator of Kiwi Farm.
Really?
It's like him and Noel.
You know what? I take it back. I'm sorry.
You might want to watch your mouth there. Alright, I'm going to mute my phone, so if you could just talk for a few minutes.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
You tell them truth, but they just put bananas in ears and don't believe you.
Yeah, the Yuri Bezmenov game. So basically, one thing they didn't do is they didn't use any footage from, like, the riots and shit that are happening now, which I wish they kind of would have. Because I felt like, you know, bringing down the Berlin Wall. I mean, I guess it's a period piece, the game. You know, but it would have been cool if they used shit from the riots now. That would have been fucking cool. I don't know. I would suggest everybody watch Yuri Bezmenov Duty.
Understand what's going on around you. You are in a state of war, and you have precious little time to save yourself. is a slow process which we call active measures. The first stage being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. The next stage is destabilization. What matters is essentials. Economy, foreign relations, defense systems. The next stage is crisis, with a violent change of power, structure and economy, period of normalization. This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., who will promise lots of things, never mind whether the promises are fulfilled or not. The time bomb is ticking. With every second, the disaster is coming closer and closer. The danger is real.
I don't know what Ian's doing.
I'm going to the bathroom. So everything he said that you should do has happened. Do you feel like that is... just the natural flow of things, or the plan worked?
I feel like the plan worked 100%.
Well, people that don't know, the plan was like erode the bond with the family, erode the bond with the nation, make people doubt authority, make people doubt God, make people indulge
all
in sexuality.
Yeah, exactly.
And in 50 years,
out.
They'll all
even
be ticked.
The game starts out like it takes 15 to 20 years to subvert a nation. It's like, what's happened in the last? Have you seen this thing? I haven't really seen it. I've seen a picture of it, but I haven't seen it. It's called like Cheery or something. Some new Netflix show where it's literally got 11-year-olds in fucking. Like,
you talking about cuties?
That's the one. That's the shit. Like, come on, man. That you think they would have made that 15 years ago?
Well, I'll tell you, because I was alive 15 years ago, and and that's when JonBenet Ramsey was brutally raped and murdered. And what we learned back then is that.
And I have no idea who it is.
She's a little girl in Colorado that they found, like, in the basement on Christmas Day, like, ripped to pieces and covered in cum.
That's great.
It was national. It was national news, and because it snows in Colorado. There was, like, no footprints into or out of the house, and it was, like, just the mom and dad home. But the mom was like, no, the dad was with me. And the dad was like, no, the mom was with me. So they definitely did not do that to their daughter.
That's fucked.
So in Colorado, that and Columbine, like, to this day, it's in the news every day. Like, they go over every microscopic detail of those two events. And what I learned back then is that kid pageants have always been horrendously, like, hey, you can't make kids dress like that.
Yeah. Hey,
nobody see anything wrong here?
I, you know what? I shouldn't know what a fucking kid's belly button looks like.
The arch of a child's back?
Yeah, I should not know. Nobody should. It's fucking horrifying.
And it's not like they're just, like, kids being kids. They're, like, in full makeup, wearing, like, stockings and tube tops, doing, like, they're twerking and doing these stripper dances.
You know what kills me? There's still people that probably think, oh, we're not, we won. We beat communism. Like, are you fucking serious? Like. They subverted us like you wouldn't even believe. Yuri wouldn't even, I don't think Yuri would even believe how, like, how much it worked.
Well, and like, you know, we'll talk about tariffs all the time, but we should be in the news every day talking about what China's doing, because they're just slowly buying the entire planet.
They're not doing it slowly. They own all of Hollywood.
Okay, they're aggressively buying the planet.
Yeah, and then, but like, that's the thing I don't understand is, like, no one even, like people, like, no one's going to stop this?
You know what we need is, they got to make Yuri's little speech the new Pledge of Allegiance.
You know, I think it was Douglas MacArthur, the general in World War II, his plan right after, I know one of the generals, General Patton, said, we need to rearm Germany and go right after the Russians. And there was another general who said, we need to nuke China. Like, right? And it's like, you know what happened to both those guys? They both got fired. It's true.
There was, in that same clip, they had the cuties. They had what might be my favorite soundbite of Donald Trump of all time, where some dumbass reporter is like, excuse me, Mr. President, is there any truth to the rumor that you're busting pedophile rings and getting rid of the Satanists in Hollywood?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. And he's just like, yeah, you know, if I'm doing it, I'm doing it. What are you going to do?
Is that a bad thing? I'm not going to say I'm not doing that.
That was my favorite. I saw that, too. He's just like, I'm not going to. I'm like, you know, it's not active, but, you know, I'm about that busting Satan's vampire.
I hope he's telling fucking Alex Jones all the deep state secrets.
Oh, I do too.
I don't know if you have this in your life, but I have people that contact me on a pretty regular basis, and they're like, Ian, man, I miss you, man. Like, I miss hearing your take on everything all the time. To which I'm flattered, but I always, in my head, I'm like, listen to the fucking podcast. So you don't listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
so exactly. Much about, listen to the fucking podcast.
Yeah, it's all out there.
Do you have it's people not, that test to you? They're like, no, it's not the same. I just want to hear from you.
I used to, but I think they've all fallen out of my life.
I had a younger comic that hand wrote me a letter, and I got it in the mail yesterday.
Oh.
It was very touching.
Oh, my God. Wait. They hand wrote you a letter.
Mm-hmm. And
God, that was a mistake.
It was filled with presents. They sent me a Rick from Rick and Morty button and some incest matches. And I'm pretty sure they
incest?
Sent this before. I'm pretty sure they sent this before I made the Rick and Morty doc.
Yeah, I don't know if you want that stuff in your mailbox.
Like, Ian, I got more evidence for you. You got to check these for fingerprints. These goddamn cicadas, I swear to God. It's like fucking one of them. He's loud as fuck. Whatever eats cicadas, I need about 8 of them in my neighborhood.
I don't know.
Lizards, what do I got to do to... How do I ruin this ecosystem?
I don't know, man. I don't know shit about cicadas.
Speaking of Rick and Morty, I had two quick notes. I wanted to promote the doc, and I've been using Reddit ever since we started going after Mersh.
Yeah, so, I saw that. Now you're not allowed back there.
I dropped it in the Rick and Morty subreddit, and they removed the post. And then I dropped it in the Harmontown subreddit, and I'm banned for life.
Just start a new account.
Reddit even puts a message in there, like, if we suspect that you create another account to get in there, we will take serious action against you.
Yeah, like, what? What are you going to do? You're going to fucking
I also dropped in the Wisecrack because they have a podcast about Rick and Morty called The Squanch. And I got a notification like, your post has gotten 3 upvotes. And then I went back to check on it later and it had 0 upvotes.
Maybe they all watched your documentary and they thought it sucked.
What I'm surprised about is I would expect these guys to like, argue and debate the subject, but they're just like, no, get rid of him, get rid of him. You can't say anything bad about Dan Harmon. We can't put our fingers in our ears. La, 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 la.
And Dan Harmon's what, the creator?
Yeah, he him and Justin Roiland.
Okay. I don't get it. What do they think's going to happen? if you guys delete his thing, oh, Dan Harmon is going to, oh, shit. Oh, thanks a lot.
They're worried that Rick and Morty will get canceled. But it's alarming and disturbing that not one of them wants to talk about it. At the very least, they should be, like, spurging and being like, these are all just jokes. Fuck off, you know. You're just an SJW.
Yeah.
I did get accused of being Q several times.
Q?
I think they mean QAnon, because they keep going,
oh,
don't you know Q is a troll? This guy is a troll.
I've heard of it, but, I mean, I don't fucking know. I don't pay attention to it. Like, do you know what's going on in our politics? Like, the government is accused, and this is, like, the 4th or 5th time that they've been found guilty of, basically they had a deal where they're like, we'll give your, if you give us a donation of $500,000, we'll donate to your charity like $900 million. And they just said, so all the emails are redacted and shit. And it's like the 5th time they've been under like police investigation, like it's so corrupt here. It's basically like Cuba.
Arana must be losing his mind.
Oh, that's the thing. I'm like, where is he in all this?
Well, I got some good
goofballs.
I got some good news. He came back today, and he says he had family in town, and he couldn't be doing his podcast while the family was around.
I don't believe that.
He's on the front lines of justice and standing up for freedom, and he's like, my auntie, you know, understand me. I also met the two bald white guys, because apparently he has, like, 6 shows on his network now.
Oh, here it is. This is why. No, hang on a second, Ian. This is why. Look at this. I had just guessed that the government, Justin Trudeau did it 5 times. I'm like, I think it's been about 5 times they broke the ethics rules. Oh, and it is the 5th time. But he puts all his videos on BitChute now. That's why we haven't seen him.
No, he's on YouTube. But we're going to get into this on Sunday. Have you watched the two white guys yet?
I have seen about a minute of their stuff.
That is long enough. Have you noticed that one of them has a mole on his face the size of marble?
I usually notice any type of fucking deformity.
It's right under his right eye, and he tries to cover it up with his glasses. But it's like he's got a marble between his glasses and his skin, and just it casts this moon shadow across his face.
All right, well, we're going to have to make fun of them now.
I don't think they're ready for the smoke.
You don't?
We should pretend to be some sort of liberal show so that they feel like, oh, they're coming for us. We're doing it. We're doing the thing.
We should do that. What if we did this? What if we really try to confuse people? We start a right, fucking right-wing show and a left-wing show.
We'll just switch it off each week, but we just never... It's the same people on every show.
Yeah. It's the exact same.
Or maybe we cover the topics. Like, we'll do two separate hours, and the first hour will be right-wing, and the second hour will be left-wing, same topic.
That's one thing I do have a fucking problem with Ryan Long is another one of these fucking Canadians who moves to America and then is going to tell everyone how to live their life.
Well, he's getting into this culture war, and, like, it's popular, but I hope you got something to offer on the back end, because if that's all you are, you're just, like, a young Nick DiPaolo.
That's true.
You're a DiPaolo in the making.
I don't know. So he would say, oh, I'm not trying to tell anyone how to live their life. And it's like, I doubt that very much.
He's very invested in the culture war. He's a Revenge of the Sith fan. He knows all the players. Who's a good guy? Who's a bad guy? He's got it's the same thing as an SJW. He's just the other side of it.
Yeah, exactly. I just wish they could admit that.
Well, on that note, my friend, I think we've gone long enough.
Yeah, we've been doing this for like an hour and a half.
All right. Thank you, man. Deuces.
Yeah, good.